Welcome to episode 297 of the 8-Bit Geek. If you're new around here, let me fill you in on what it's like listening to the show. All right. It's a lot like being a guy for Ferrero Rocher fan.
Ferrero Rocher Chevrolet.
You know, like back in the 90s, it was kind of cool. The blonde hair, the fire designs on your button-up bowling shirts.
You know? If you're in Smash Mouth.
Let's not forget about the cool studded bracelets. You know? But it's not the 90s anymore. Both Guy and you are still dressed the same. Oh. The only difference is that one of you has a successful career on TV. That's C8-Bit in a nutshell. I'm Jeremy. With me today are two men who, one is going to love what happens next, and the other is the biggest guy for fan on the planet. To prove that,
I loved it. So I must make Kev the Guy Fieri fan.
Hey, Kev.
Feel personally attacked tonight.
Hey, Kev, can you go ahead and reach down for a box that's underneath your desk? There's a box under your desk. Can you go ahead and grab that? We're going to go ahead and prove how you're the biggest Guy fan in the world. Guy Ferrer fan.
Where the fuck did this come from?
Go ahead and flip that open, would you?
Is this a real thing? How the fuck did you hide this from me, Ryan? Oh, God damn it. Fuck everyone involved in this. For the viewers at home, or the listeners at home, they sent me, I don't know what the fuck, is this supposed to be a whole costume and a dildo? What is this in here? Is this a dildo? If this is a fucking Bluetooth speaker, I'm actually going to be quite intense. No, it's fucking, oh, God damn it. It's a bottle of Guy Fieri's Kansas City. Fuck you. You know nothing about Kansas City, Guy Fieri. Guy Fieri, fucking Kansas City, stupid goddamn barbecue sauce. I'm going to christen a boat with it.
What else, man?
Part so far has been the bubble wrap. We got a cool air pocket thing. We got fucking shitty Corey Feldman from early 2000s here. I hate you guys so much. Oh, you have a straight out of Flavor Town notebook. God damn it. Thank God there's no cool recipes in here. And then I've got an orange shirt. Oh, God damn it. Hold on. Let me move this. Oh, there's no fucking way I'm wearing this without getting paid. Flavor Town, the shirt. I fucking hate everyone involved in this.
But we all love you, Evan.
Man. worst Christmas ever.
Don't you ever say no one loves you anymore around Christmas.
I was really, real talk, I was kind of hoping for a Bluetooth speaker when I saw that. I was like, something to put in the shower. Oh, well. Thank you. Thank you to all involved.
Oh, my God.
Maybe the barbecue sauce will get used.
Well, somebody just paid for you to wear the shirt.
Yep.
Put it on.
One bit.
Put it on.
Oh, one fucking bit.
Put
Let's
it
fucking
on.
Do it, Ratty.
He's putting it on.
Outbid by goddamn stage tech Lucy.
Oh my God, he's getting undressed on cam.
Whoa, I can't show this, Cam. I can't show this. This is against the rules. I can't do that,
let
man.
Let it be. Let it roll. God,
no, I already put up.
Listen,
that's like a cheap hotel.
They can't see nipple anyways. It's too much hair. That is probably the best shirt I've ever seen on you. It brings out your beard.
God damn it.
Best shirt ever.
This is stupid. I hate worst holiday ever.
Oh my God. So if you're listening right now on the podcast, Kevin has a love for Guy
Fieri. No, I don't.
Fieri. And you just learned here firsthand of well, everyone's love to chip in and take care of you, Kev, and get you some merch. You have more merch coming, by the way. It just
what?
Yeah,
no!
it didn't show up in time.
Nice.
You're supposed to make this quick and painless. This is very long and painful.
So it's gonna keep going.
Just like everything Guy Fieri's ever done.
I went ahead and got you a Guy Fieri Bluetooth speaker. It's got his face on it, so that'll be coming.
Does it have
soon.
Like LED flames?
It actually has real flames that come out of the top, and
real flames.
Every time
it will burn your house down.
Every time it shoots off, it goes flame of town.
God damn it!
In fact, that's the only thing it does whenever you play music. It doesn't play the song that you're wanting it to. It just goes, "Welcome to Flavor Town."
No. All it does is play Pitbull.
I was going to say, you turn it on and it's just like, somebody once told me.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, shit. So if you're new to the show, this is your first time or second time or maybe 100th time listening and you still didn't understand what it's about, now you do. We love the people that are involved in our community. And we love Kev, we love Doug, and we like Jer. So if you want to like us too, you can. By listening to more of us over on Audio Boom. Audio Boom is a wonderful program, a little app that you can download to listen to us. They are our sponsor, so we're going to pimp them out a little bit. Subscribe to us over there. If you don't want to do that, we are on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio. And, of course, you can find us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And, of course, every Monday night, we record live on Twitch, so you can watch us live, and then you can say, just what like 9 out of 10 people say, I'd rather just listen and not see those guys. That was a mistake. But we still do it. And you could still chat with the fans right here on Twitch. If you can't make it to a live show, if you listen every week and you're like, man, I'd love to get involved. Well, you can right over on Discord. We make that available to all of the fans. And the reason why is so that way we can kind of communicate with you. But we also do some fun stuff. We run community events. We just did Secret Santa. And, a good chunk of the community went and got involved in that. And everybody got their gifts and had a great time. Everyone's posting photos over in Discord. And it's a thriving, wonderful community. We do game nights. We hang out. We talk. Everybody gets to know one another. And I can't say who, but we've had a love connection. Over Discord, like our community brought people together.
Carl finally found his
wife. Way to go, Carl.
So
you did it.
So if you're looking for love in all the wrong places, join the 8-Bit Geek server. Okay, that's gonna be great.
One of the other wrong places.
We also have other shows on the network: 8-Bit Saga, Divas Dropkicks and Dives, and Brainberry Tarts, and of course. We're gonna talk a little bit about Patreon. You know why? Because we put more content out there than you can wave a stick at. We're just throwing it at you. Okay? We're attacking you with content, and you can consume all of it for as little as $5 a month. You're going to get some great stuff. We just posted a video of us doing some taste testing of weird candy canes. That's a lot of fun. You know what I noticed while recording that video, by the way, guys?
What's that?
I really need to fix my fucking teeth. It looked like I'm missing teeth. Like, you know, like because I got this one tooth that goes behind the other tooth because of my wisdom teeth came in fucked up.
Ever get your wisdom teeth taken care of?
Yeah. So I got those taken out. I woke up in the middle of the surgery. They actually had to get rid of part of my bone in my jaw because it was like going into it. It's fucked up. I did it at a community. I mean, not a community college. I did it at a college downtown. Paid top dollar when I didn't have insurance back in the day to get into that place. Woke up mid surgery. I was like, oh, and
no, thank you.
But then they put me back under. They were like, oops, sorry, big guy. I've been left with this dental disgrace that I've always been fine with until I saw that video and I was like, ew, it looks like I'm missing a tooth. So if you want to
I'm going back to watch it again just to see.
Yeah, and I was going to say, now you just drawn attention to it.
I know.
I didn't notice.
I guess you point out your own insecurities, right? Like nobody else could miss it.
Hold on.
Oh, you're watching it. I'm Jeremy. Behind
me is the cast of Saga. Say hi, everybody. Teeth look fine, you doofus.
You got these two big buck teeth like a goddamn beaver.
Adorable.
Anywho,
beavers.
Join us over on Patreon. You know, we get some cool stuff. We even have a $10 a tier where you can listen to a daily show we do called The Diner. And a lot of great content over there on Patreon. So if you want to support us, you want to see this thing grow, we use the money wisely. We don't buy expensive things, although we have been known to purchase a hooker or two.
I'm sorry.
What?
What?
I don't remember that business expense.
Courtesy of Ryan.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah.
I still don't remember any of that, so that's on you guys.
Well, it's on the pimp tier. That's a different tier altogether. In fact, it's not even on Patreon. It's a different website. But it's just another
under the table tier.
It's just another source of income. So let's get into it, shall we? Let's get into Miss Connections, where every week we take real ads from the Miss Connections section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They're completely real, although we do ad lib a little bit, but we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Miss Connections.
All right, this week, Miss Connections is brought to you by Classic.
Coca-Cola?
Who has chosen me to do Ricky the Rat. Wow. Byron came in second last week, and he chose Kev to do the Mumble Rapper.
The Mumble Rapper.
Uh-huh. And then Stage Tech Lucy beat out Ratty again.
In the final moments.
In the final moments for Doug to
do. Just a big old stab in the back. Just took a knife and just jammed
Atu
it right.
Atu Rete.
He's got to do Mark Kenobi.
Okay.
That's pretty good, actually.
That's pretty good. Yeah. You know, Doug has been able to do not only Mark Kenobi pretty well, but Caleb's character as well. So it's been pretty good. Thanks, Ratty Blue Wizard. 4 months in a row. Subbed. Thanks for the sub.
And it looks like he sent us a dick.
Mm. Like a he's a really long he
wants
face.
To, I think he wants to hear it. Thanks for the sub, Ratty Blue.
Oh yeah. It's been a bit.
Hey, give him a Flavor Town, Kev.
Oh yeah, baby! I'm gonna put my whole beard in it.
That's disgusting.
The shirt is transforming me.
So, Doug,
you should wear the mask with it.
You should put the mask on.
No,
I'm not moving forward till you put that mask on.
God damn it!
Put it on.
Put it on. Why does it have like a, it's got a hologram on it. Like it's some kind of authenticity. Well, like this was really, this is an official Guy Fieri merchandise here.
You didn't know that that's how it works?
This is so fucking stupid.
If you can find a way to turn it blue, you should wear it when you cosplay as Frigieri.
Genuine.
Yeah.
Genuine celebrity cutouts. Get the fuck out of here with this bullshit.
Hey, you've got your fucking next con outfit right now.
Yeah, I'm dressed like an ex-con.
Can you take a selfie?
I ain't doing shit. What am I getting from that? I hate you all.
Can you take a selfie and post that?
Fucking just put some clown makeup on Discord. It's got Violent J.
Just put that in the Discord, will you? Take a selfie and put it in the Discord. Hurry up. Put that on, man. We got a show to do. Hurry the fuck up. All right, now take
it. Fucking stupid.
Now take a selfie and put it in Discord.
You can't see that I'm really frowning.
Have Ryan do it.
Ed doesn't look so much like him.
Like Kev or like Guy?
I fucking hate you guys.
This is fucking great. For an audio format, you know.
Yeah, sorry, guys. We always tell you to go check out the YouTube and then Twitch and stuff. So this is the chance for you have to go see this or join Discord so you can see the selfie because it's going to get pinned. It's going to get pinned. Whatever chat it's in, it's going
to
get pinned.
Hey, Kev, you have to do your mumble rapper with that on. So keep that on for all of Misconnection.
Hey, Jer.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you got
to
do the
mumble. You got to keep it on. All right. All right, so let's see. Let's get Mark Kenobi in here from Doug.
Oh, hey, fellas. I found another window to climb through.
Climb through?
Climb through.
Climb through.
I don't know how to talk, okay?
That's true.
What you got for us this week, man?
A long one. Oh. And the post is pretty long, too.
God damn it, Mark.
I was talking about my white saber, Kev.
Your lightsaber.
Which one?
The new one.
Oh shit.
Hey, is that Marky?
Go fuck yourself.
Hey Doug, you may want to check your levels.
Did I spike?
Yeah, you're spiking a little bit.
No, god damn it. What is happening today? I haven't opened anything that would have changed my sound properties, but they've been bumped up to 90.
Yep.
So what wants to change my mic?
69. I think that's where we're at. 62 or 69?
Yeah. I think I keep mine a little bit louder for what's it called? OBS.
Uh-huh. Let me just double check. Yeah, 69. Nice.
All right. Nice. Nice.
There you go.
Wahlburger hits Flavortown. Oh, we've read this one.
Have we? Have we really?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, we definitely did this one.
Oh, no. All right.
Just take the next one.
I'll look for a new one. All right.
You want to do this one?
Yeah, take the next one. I'll do this one. I'll find another one real quick.
Okay. Sorry, guys. So, I posted this one IRL. Out in a park.
Oh, yeah?
And I took a picture of it, and I posted it on Craigslist. Misconnection. You were the girl sitting on this park bench, okay? I was the guy fighting a duck for my pants and losing. If you saw me, please call me. P.S. I got it back. Let's hang out, okay?
Oh, God. Hold on. You got to read this one, too. This one's for you, Marky.
It's the one right underneath it?
Yeah, underneath of it.
Okay.
I look like a shitty character from South Park.
Seriously. Misconnections. You sat in front of me during Transformers 4. I was the guy saying, this is wild, every time they transformed.
Oh, shit.
All right, bye.
That's it?
Yeah, it's crazy how Mark Kenobi is almost exactly like Mark Wahlberg.
All right, here we go. That was good. That was good. That was good. Here we go. I have a long one. I don't even know if this is funny, but I had to pick one. Oh, boy. Hey, guys. It's Ricky the Rat. Hello?
I'm sorry. I'm listening out for the doorbell in case fucking Disney's lawyers show up.
Yeah.
Keep going. It's fine. I'm just going to.
If you hear a weird whistle, stop your shit. These cops are coming. Oh, Doug's lookout.
Oh, boy. You pantsed me at work by the copier. Why? I'm a male for woman. 34. I was at work, standing by the copier, and no, I wasn't making a copy of my naked hiney.
Okay, hold on, just quick question. Uh-huh. And Mickey Mouse uh-huh. wears shorts. Does Ricky the Rat not? Is he like Donald? Does he just wear a shirt, no pants?
Oh no, I definitely have like capris on.
Sure. Okay. So you were actually having to pull down your pants to photocopy your butt.
No, no.
You weren't doing it, but
I was not doing that. Anywho, I was just waiting for some copies to finish. The next thing I know, I feel you yanking down my pants and pushing me down. Uh-oh. I've never even spoken a word to you. And of course, I was at the copier by the air conditioning vent. The cold air was blowing right on me. Oh. The humiliation plus the cold air resulted in a significant shrinkage. So there I was, writing and rolling on the floor, embarrassed as hell. You and your friend just stood there laughing at me. At one point, you even knelt down and extended your arm all the way to point down there while you were laughing.
Fuck.
Oh, man. You were long gone by the time I gained my composure and pulled my pants back up. Luckily, it was only the janitor who saw me. I'd be worried about telling someone, but, you know, I don't think anyone else from the office speaks Spanish.
What?
But that's still,
a weird assumption to make there, Ricky.
I spent the rest of the day wondering why you pantsed me. Oh. If it's because of the diarrhea that everyone got from last Friday's potluck, well, that's not fair. I didn't cause that. I just brought the plasticware. But that's okay. Where I'm confused. Maybe you just did it to get my attention. Maybe you think I'm hot or intriguing. So you thought you better do more than just smile at me. So that's where I'm at. Either you like me or you're angry with me. Either way, you didn't have to pants me. I'd still probably go out with you, though. But I think it should be your treat. All right, everybody. Ricky the Rat here. It's good to see you guys again. And don't forget.
I'm sorry?
What? Can I help you, gentlemen?
It's waiting.
For what?
Is that the slogan? Is that your
thing? He said, don't forget.
Oh.
And then he just kind of left it hanging there.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Well, talk to you later.
You son of a bitch. See you in Kingdom Hearts 3.
Oh, boy.
Oh. They didn't find us tonight, but I fear that day is coming. Also, Kev, you need to add him to Brawl.
Ricky the Rat.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'll get started on that. Fucking Disney will send me a cease and desist on YouTube now.
Oh, man. Okay.
So,
Kev.
Hi.
You have. Sorry, you're not Kev right now.
I've got to expose some of the face so I can not sound like a complete asshole on this mic.
Hey, guy.
Hey, buddy.
I think let's hear your mumble rap. I just picked a random one because it does not matter.
I love that mumble rap. You know, like that one guy who has 69 tattooed on his face. That's pretty cool.
Oh boy, this was a mistake. You're right. This was a mistake. All right, let's hear what you got.
All right. Well, this is. I'm gonna take my shot at this mumble rap game. The mumble rap game here. This one's called Construction Lady. Can I get a beat, Jer?
Oh, no.
Oh.
You have to freestyle it.
All right, well, this is going to go off top. All right, you got my auto-tune ready, right, Jer?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
All right. Construction Lady. Male for women. 22. Mission District. The remix. You extremely blind a woman's supervisor of construction work. Me. I was the guy standing there arguing with the engineer about your beauty. Now, if you were the hot lady of Milan overseeing the construction, take a place at the Cesar Chavez and Potero. Contact me, please. Contact me, please. I think we have a lot in common and be good friends. Now, don't you remember, construction lady? It is not okay to contact this poster with services of other commercial interests. Posted ID is 252-976-6303-HV. Drop in 2019. How do you like that?
I think that should be a staple. I think that we should see the mumble rapper come back and do more misconnections.
I'm hot on the streets.
All right, Kev, lose the mask.
Thank fucking God.
It's now put it back on. It's better.
It smells like Axe.
The chat. Holy shit. Kev gets to do the next Mortal Kombat trailer.
Yeah, I'll do that. That'd be awesome.
All right, let's see. We got to the top box office. This week, coming at number one is Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Doug, Ed, and I are going to see this on Wednesday.
Yeah.
We're going to go to a fancy restaurant / theater / candlelight room.
Candlelight. They're going to light one single candle.
Mm-hmm. In the middle of the theater.
it's somebody's seat. They're like, come on. They're like,
oh, you got chosen randomly. it's going to be a lot of fun. But this movie is being hailed as not one of the best superhero movies, but one of the best movies of the year.
Yeah, I heard that.
Beating out anything that Marvel has put out yet. And this is not a Marvel film. This is a Sony film. Can we just keep, remind yourself that? It's a Sony film.
2018 is a weird fucking year, man. Let's just
are these numbers up to date? Like that's just for the opening weekend for that movie. That seems like a pretty low number.
I don't think it was a wide release, dude. I don't know. It seems really weird, but at the same time, I don't know if people bought into the animated Spider-Man thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, it's just 35 million opening weekend.
I would say the marketing wasn't as big as a normal Marvel movie. That may be it, too.
I mean,
it kind of flew in under the radar.
They spent $100 million on a Marvel film to market it, right? So, this one, I'd be curious to know what they actually spent to make it and versus how much it's going to make. I wonder if IMDb has that information. Let's see.
Maybe not yet.
They don't have it yet. Oh, here we go. The budget was $90 million estimated.
That's fine.
It has a gross worldwide of $56 million. So it's gonna make its money back.
Oh yeah.
And then of course digital sales and Blu-ray sale. I mean it's getting a sequel. It's been announced. It's getting about 15 sequels. Getting more sequels, and it's creating a bigger Spider-Man universe than the Spider-Man universe.
Yeah.
How about that? The Mule came out as well, and that came that happened to take $17.2 million, and then the summer blockbuster that should have never been released in between Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. What else is coming out? Aquaman, Bumblebee, and Mary fucking Poppins, they decided that today was a good day, Friday was, to release Mortal Engines.
Also heard that it was garbage.
What the fuck was Mortal Engines?
It's a Peter Jackson film. And it's based on the books, right? There's a book series on it.
I have no idea.
Yeah, there's
in a post-apocalyptic world where cities ride on wheels and consume each other to survive, two people meet in London and try to stop a conspiracy.
And it looks, I mean, when you watch the trailer, you're like, holy shit, this looks fucking awesome. It's not.
I did not think that. It's all that. You can ask Ed, because we were talking about when the trailer dropped like a year ago or whenever it was. Maybe Comic-Con? I don't remember.
I thought it was a cool concept whenever.
Yeah, and I was like, what do you like? And I was like, no, it looked like garbage.
Chad Fu in chat says, it's Mad Max meets Howl's Moving Castle.
Yeah, that's kind of what it looked like.
It has our favorite fucking man in it, our favorite leading villain. What's his nuts?
Hugo Weaving.
Yeah, Hugo Weaving.
Oh, Hugo Weaving's awesome.
Wait, is it Hugo Weaving that's in it?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know. I just think he's awesome.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes, he is in this movie. As Thaddeus Valentine.
Yeah. So, anyways, there's that. We got some news going on about Marvel and Netflix and this whole thing that's happening. It looks like that Netflix was the one that canceled all of these shows, all these Marvel shows on their service. It had nothing to do with Marvel. And Marvel even came out and reports are saying people at Marvel were stunned with the fact that it got canceled over at Netflix. But there's good news, all right? The good news is that it can and probably will show up on Disney Plus. But in the contract, there's a 2-year waiting period for that to happen.
Yeah.
So we'll see it in 2020 if it does happen, which judging by Doug's face, you're not for this.
Well, think about what Disney Plus has said they're going to be doing with their content. It's going to be all family-friendly stuff. There's not going to be any explicit content or anything like that on none of their R-rated movies. And these shows, if they were movies, would either be PG-13 or R. I mean, with the amount of cussing and violence. And so I just don't see these making it over to Disney Plus. However, with the, you know, them buying Fox, that also buys them like the largest stake in Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
That then becomes theirs.
Yeah, that's true. Could find its way to Hulu.
And so I would be less surprised to see this go over to Hulu instead of Disney Plus.
Now, my question is maybe Disney also has a change of heart, right? Because they know that they want to capture everybody, and they know that these shows are popular. What better way to do that with some adult content?
Weird you guys say adult content. I'd say mature content.
Mature content. Well, they're what they would consider adult content.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe they make a service.
It just sounds weird out of context.
They make a service that's attached to Disney Plus called Disney 18 Plus. Mm-hmm. And they just throw a number in front of the plus.
Disney After Dark.
And you got to put it in a PIN code to enter that area. So it's safe for mature audiences. You know, they want to keep the kids in a nice little area, roped off area.
I mean, I don't know. Like my thing, I think it's going to be all or nothing for them. I don't think they can. I don't think they can do like another service, because like Amazon isn't. I know you're not saying like another paid service. It would probably still fall under.
No,
the
it
same
would
thing.
Stay. Yeah, it would stay under the same one. I think. But here's the problem I have with it.
Like Netflix and Amazon and Hulu don't necessarily categorize their stuff like that. Like you don't have, right. You can now on Netflix, you can make different accounts for different family members with like age restrictions, a part of it.
Right.
Like when I get on, I choose between myself and Ollie.
Mm-hmm.
So all of his stuff is just kids.
Which
shows.
I don't understand. Cause he's pretty mature for his age. So he could probably,
well, that, and like, it's so easy for him just to go switch account to me, you know, if he so wanted to. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
Really, I just did that to just filter to all the kids shows. Like, that's right. The reason why I use it. I'm not worried about him.
Because you don't want to pop it up and you pop into your account and all of a sudden, here we go again. the top rated item for me to watch based on my trends.
Yeah. It is some like horror film or something.
Papa
like,
the Pig. Or whatever his name is. Papa?
Peppa?
Peppa?
Peppa.
Peppa.
And it's a she.
Peppa the Pig. She's crazy.
Well, that's the thing, is even if he watches stuff, it still shows up under my continue watching. Like, you want to continue watching Paw Patrol? I'm like, sure shit don't.
So here's my deal. I think that it very well could make its way over to Disney, and I say that because of the fact that you know that all the Marvel films are going to get there, and those are like fucking borderline R anyways. Like,
yeah,
the language, you know, like you add blood and it's an R-rated film.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's they say they have swearing in those films. They have all the violence. They have, you know, alcoholism. They have all these other topics that would make it an R regularly without, you know, but without the blood. I'm just saying that there is a chance that this could make its way to Disney. I think Disney executives, you know, are like, oh shit, maybe we shouldn't have just been like, stay away from this stuff. I think it would propel that service, and I think it would rival what Netflix is doing if they do add this stuff. Especially look at The Mandalorian. That does not look like a kid's fucking show.
No, not at all.
Like, just from the screens that we saw of it, you're like, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, maybe Daredevil would work.
We'll see. I mean, I just don't see it happening, personally. Mm-hmm. I feel that, like, with Star Wars, since cussing as we know it doesn't really exist in that universe, as far as we can tell. I mean, I think, like, the maybe I say damn a couple times. Han drops a hell at one point, and it's really fucking awkward.
Who does?
Han.
Oh, yeah.
On Hoth, mm-hmm. when he's riding out to go find Luke on the Tauntaun, and the guy's like, the shields will close at 4 o'clock or whatever the fuck he says. And he's like, well, I guess I'll see you in hell, and rides off. And it's like,
that's a weird thing to say to somebody.
Like, it's like very aggressive. It doesn't feel like a thing Han would say. And then it's just like, I mean, if I'm that guy, I'm like, okay yeah, fuck you too, man. Bye. Yeah,
right. Exactly.
who knows Jay Reeseman?
We all do.
Do we?
Maybe.
It says, holla, holla, we got a tag team match tonight. And it says, of course I could do a run if the hosts want. Just saying. What's a run? What are we doing?
A run-in. Like when you guys are fighting and then somebody else runs in, like last week when Tommy Wiseau ran in on Ryan.
Oh, okay. Yes.
By the way, I found the coolest Wiseau Club shirt. I'll have to show you guys later.
Do a run-in.
Oh, thank God. No, I didn't. My beard is hiding under this sweet Flavor Town shirt that I got.
So nobody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, someone asked if he trimmed his beard. He did not.
Sorry. There you go.
Anyway, I just don't know if the stuff would move over personally. Again, just going by what they said, unless they do some way of, because it's all about like being like the family friendly Disney image. But Disney's made some like dark movies. So I don't. Who fucking knows?
Disney, speaking of them, have their box office has topped $7 billion for 2018. Oof. It's the studio's second best year ever. And people are saying that going to the films are dead. Get out of
wait,
here.
Wait, what was the first best? Like, what came out then?
It was probably 2015.
Yeah. 2016, their best 2016. Year ever was $7.6 billion.
Oh.
They have one more film this year, right? Do they have Mary Poppins before the end of the year? So they could definitely still top that.
Mm-hmm.
So, so we were just speaking about Solo. So some listen to this one. Solo got disqualified from the Oscars. Somebody was supposed to. They forgot to submit the score, so got disqualified. You ever talk to somebody? You're like, hey man, really important. Don't forget to submit our score for the Oscars, okay? Yeah. I got it tonight. I'll make sure to put it in. All right, but the deadline's tonight. Like, you've waited 2 weeks. I need you to really do this. I told you I got this, man. Okay, well, I'm going to go home. You better take care of it. I got it. The next day, headlines. Oh shit.
Ooh.
Sorry, man, they just legalized
slipped my mind.
I'm stoned.
Yeah,
you see what? Yeah.
He walks into the office, he's like, "Yo, listen, I know I fucked up, right? But I still got a job.
It won't happen again."
It won't. You're right.
We'll get him next year.
Yeah, it's a shame. It was a good soundtrack. Although, you know, it wasn't done by John Williams, so
mm-hmm.
It was done by some other dude. I forget his name. Starts with a G.
Hey guys, you know how we have Universal theme parks? You know how we have Disney theme parks? Well, Paramount is throwing their hat into the ring, and they're gonna say
sweet.
They're gonna do a run in. Get it.
You getting it. Jerry, there you go.
They're going to create a theme park, and it's coming to South Korea, and it's going to feature, get this, the most popular ride you could. If there was a property that you could think to make a ride out of, this is it. Mission Impossible, the ride.
Is the park full of Mission Impossible rides? It's for each movie. Mission Impossible 1, 2, 3.
The studio will range of entertainment to pick from. You have Mission Impossible, Transformers, G.I. Joe, and more.
Like the next sentence made me laugh. So personally, I'm hoping for a Zodiac ride where you obsessively comb over mountains of evidence to try and find the Zodiac killer.
Hey, you know what? You could create one of those escape rooms like that.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Oh, shit.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I mean, Paramount also, I think... they used to at least be, I don't want to say in charge, but behind a lot of the Nickelodeon stuff. So,
oh, that would be cool.
They could have that as well.
We have so many.
Maybe they had the older Friday the 13th movies. You could have a little Crystal Lake section.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I got Star Trek.
And Beverly Cop Hills Cop 3.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I love Beverly Cop Hills Cop 3.
Beverly, the fucking rum's kicking in. The Beverly Cop Hills Cop 3 is a parody. It's a parody movie.
I want to hear that soundtrack.
Oh fuck!
We have a lot of wrestlers in the chat right now, guys.
Oh yeah, dude! Everyone's shooting promos in the chat. It's great. I love it. I love it.
We got the Titans TV series over on the DC streaming service. They're gonna they've introduced Batman as the bad guy for the series finale.
It'll be interesting to see how he's the bad guy, because they haven't made him great. You know what I mean? Like we're talking, I think last week or maybe it was this week. It must have been last week. I don't remember. We were talking about some of the crossover stuff because that was happening last week, right? Yeah. Just Batman's the good guy, and they really like kind of ham it up on the DC crossover event, just how like awesome Batman is. Flip that on this show, Robin fucking hates Batman.
Yeah.
Like, and he's like, I'm talking like not just like, man, fuck him sort of hate, but like a man, this guy fucked up my life. He can go fuck himself. Like, I mean, he blames Batman for a lot of stuff, and he's clearly there's some sort of damage. I don't know what it is. And then they've introduced the new Robin. There's people talking about Jason. It's gonna be Jason Todd. Jason Todd's on the show, and like that pisses him off even more about Batman. He's like, oh, he's gonna go fuck up another kid's life. It's just really interesting. So yeah. I'm curious how he's gonna be the bad guy. Is he trying to stop them from doing something, or is it gonna be more of a Batman versus Robin scenario?
Yeah.
Let's see. We're going to get starting today. Yep. Starting yesterday.
Yesterday.
Today and yesterday, the original Inspector Gadget is going to be coming to Twitch. So the Twitch nice. Presents channel is going to run from 10 a.m. post standard time to December 24th at 9 a.m. It will include all 65 episodes.
Did you say post standard time?
Is that wrong?
As opposed to before standard time. Good catch, Doug. That slipped right by me. I'm talking Pacific Standard Time.
Oh, yeah. Pacific Standard Time.
I know why you said it, because PST definitely looks like post.
Yeah.
God damn it.
So there's, I can't believe there's only 65 episodes of this. It's just the first season. There were 65 episodes in the first season?
What the fuck?
Dude, if you go try to find like Batman the Animated Series, like it's 60 episodes for the first season, and then that's insane. 10 episodes for like seasons 2 and 3.
Were they running these animators like fucking slaves? Holy shit, that's a long season.
Yeah.
It's a lot, man. All right, before we get into some gaming news, I have to talk about a game that came out last week. We said we were going to talk about it, but it still had its NDA going.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, Everspace. I've played the shit out of this on the PC. It's okay. A fantastic game on PC, and it just came out for the Switch. And it is just as good on the Switch. The visuals are fantastic. The gameplay is really good. I played it with a mouse and keyboard, so it played a little bit differently, but with the analog controls, still really a lot of fun. This is developed by Rockfish Games, and they sent over a code, and so I've been playing it on the Switch for a little bit, and it is just as good. I think their description about it is probably perfect. They combine roguelike elements with top-notch visuals and captivating non-linear story. That's truthful. That's really truthful. You go through these levels, and if you die, you start the whole game over again, which is kind of hardcore, but still a lot of fun. You get to keep your upgrades to your ship, and you build your ship up in order to get to the next level, and so you keep doing that. So it's kind of it's a little grindy, but not in a way that hinders your fun. So I've got a lot of time logged in this game. I do suggest that people check it out over on the Switch, the PS4, Windows, or Xbox One. It's really a ton of fun. So nice. I approve of that game. There was another game that came out that I just started playing. And this one is called... Mages of Mistralia. I don't have a lot to talk about because I just started it. I'll talk more about it next week. But this one looks like a fun little RPG game. And you are a person of magic. And you get to do magic things with your magic stick. And I'll talk more about it next week.
Okay. All right. I'm intrigued.
Let's talk a little bit about some stories that came up in the gaming world, which, while we made fun of it, the Gaming Awards did really fucking awesome this year.
Yeah.
It doubled its viewership in 2008 with 26.2 million live stream attendees, watchers, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah. Viewers.
Viewers. So they're up 128%. Compared to 11.5 million in 2017. The show started in 2014 with just 1.9 million, and it's just skyrocketed since.
That's awesome.
So this will get a sequel.
Yeah, good job, Jeff Keighley, man. He works his ass off for this stuff, man. So
he does.
Good job. And it was, I thought it was really smooth this year. I really enjoyed it.
Except for that god-awful rock performance.
Which one? I mean, there was a few of those, but I mean, it is what it is.
I know. You're talking about the Devil May Cry 5 one.
Yes.
What was the name of the Devil's?
Wasn't that the one that like Weezer like introduced?
Yeah. The Devil's Breath.
There's some really fucking funny tweets and stuff where someone was like, this fucking sucks. It was like, the FBI is looking for Weezer to arrest them for introducing this shit or for endorsing this shit.
They had definitely a lot of moments where you were like, why, this is cringeworthy, but that's the gaming world. Like, a lot of the people who accepted these awards were they're not as seasoned as like an actor who knows how to talk in front of people, who knows how to engage people. We're talking about game developers. So you put a mic in front of them, they're like, so I made something.
Well, yeah, I guess. Hey, man, I'm really glad that you guys enjoyed. I mean, like, I worked 70 hours a week on it for 18 years. I'm very tired.
In fact, I'm still working on the DLC. They just let me out of there just for the night, but yeah, they told me I got to work. I got to work the weekend to make this shit up because I had to come here to accept this award.
And yeah, I mean, half the game's still broken, but y'all don't know that because. But yeah, if you were to dig deep into the code, you'll see that there's still like a whole lot of part of the game that's not finished yet. It may come out eventually. I don't really know. Thanks for the award, because it's telling me to wrap it up. So I guess I'm gonna get off the stage now. Where do I go?
Yeah. You guys want to go to IHOP?
Then there was the game devs that won like the indie game, and it was like, holy shit, they look like they're members of an indie band.
Yeah. I was like, oh great, fucking Arcade Fire's making video games now.
that's what I said in the chat, in our chat. I was like, what the fuck is this, Arcade Fire?
We want to accept this award, but first we want to play this folk song.
Yeah, hold on, excuse us while we play our entire Funerals album.
And then they pull the instrument somewhere from under their fucking clothes. Oh, like, here's a cello.
Fuck. Gotta be ready to go.
Oh shit. Last week we talked a lot about Epic releasing their game store and how it affects Valve and all this other shit. Boy oh boy. This week, Epic is on some shit, man, and they are not stopping. And they just announced that they're releasing their cross-platform game services built for Fortnite free to all developers. Oh boy.
Yeah,
you want to make your game like cross-platform, here you go, no excuses.
Yeah, no excuses. The game requires no login on console, supports multiple platform logins via Facebook, Google, Xbox Live, PlayStation Network, Nintendo accounts, in addition to Epic accounts, and supporting Twitch linking, and basically everything that you could want is here for free. And Epic is just like, hey guys, all we want you to do is come hang out and release your game on our service. Fuck Valve, right? That's essentially what they're saying.
It's insane. Basically, it's insane. Like, I mean, literally, that like any company out there would be like, hey, yeah, we have this really cool IP that we made. It allows you to cross platform all your games across everything. If we'll just want it. We could definitely make a ton of money selling this to developers and studios, but you know, I just want it.
And then
can I be in your Arcade Fire band?
So not only that, but they're sitting there and they're like, okay, so far they're like, all right, you can make a game on our platform for free. You want to publish it onto the store? Well, we're only going to take 10% or 12%. Also, you want to make it cross-platform? You guys want to make it exclusive to us? I mean, just fuck it, right?
Yeah. It's insane. Because, yeah, they're not taking, like, a huge cut out of the games that they're selling. So, I mean, they don't need the money. They have fucking Fortnite. Like, they're rolling. They're fine.
Yeah. But they're actually doing something great for the gaming industry and for fans alike. Because what does that do? That drives down the prices of your games. Where before, maybe you would charge $24.99 for a game because you have to cover the cost of the 30% that Valve's taking. Maybe you release it for $14.99 or even $20 now. Maybe you don't need that huge chunk. You know, it's just shit like that. Like, little things like that that could happen. Speaking of Valve, oh boy. They came out with their first game in 400 years.
Yeah.
And it was called Artifact, and it almost instantly lost 80% of its player base.
Mm-hmm. Oof. Yeah, so it launched on November 28th, so in those, like, 2-3 weeks.
Gone.
Yikes.
And so it had the highest ever concurrent player count on Steam, with 60,740 players. That seems a bit small, right?
I would say for a game like that, because it's kind of a...
I think they're talking about the game itself. Like, it's that game. It specifically had 60,000 concurrent. And then now it's down to 11,000 players. Sorry, 7,000 players.
Ooh. Well.
So,
You picked a bad avenue to you picked a bad genre to get into right now.
Mm-hmm. Also, Rage 2 is not launching on Steam.
Yep.
It's going to use Bethesda's going to use its own launcher, so that hurts them even more.
Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, it doesn't look like it's coming out on anything else, though. So, right, I mean, it's, obviously, has to go through their launcher. But I mean, at this point, like, what studio doesn't have its own launcher?
Exactly. So that's the thing. Is just like, so Valve is that's why I said last week that Valve is really going to have to put out a AAA title, because of the fact that when you have this Epic Store, that's going to release shit exclusive. Plus, you have two free games, which you can go get one right now for free. Subnautica is free on the Epic Store. So you can go check that out for free right now until like December 24th. I think that's when it ends. But then you add that the AAA titles aren't coming to Steam anymore. It's gonna hurt them.
Yeah.
I know that they have a huge player base, and I know that, like, that's just to say that they're hurting right now is wrong, right? Because they still have such a reach, such a deep community. They have a ton of people. They have, everybody has like 1,000 games on their network, right? But what happens is slowly and surely people are going to start moving over to Epic because of the free games, because of the exclusives, because of the deals that they're going to have. And I guarantee you they're going to have sales that Steam let go of. Like I just see it. Just adding to the pile. It just keeps going. Like, this week has fucked Valve hard. CSGO is getting review bombed with over 25,000 negative reviews since it went free to play.
Oof.
Which is crazy to me, because it's like everybody loved the game. Like, it was really highly reviewed. As soon as it went free to play, I guess the majority of players are concerned. And this is stupid. They're concerned about the increase in cheating. That's what the story is saying.
I can see that. Or the increase of just fake accounts and just shit, you know, like just trolling accounts and everything like that. Now that people can just keep making free to play accounts.
That's true, too. So everybody, every hardcore player base is just like, this is a fucking terrible idea.
Right.
Then came Discord. First yep. came Epic, and Epic was like, hey, this is what we're gonna do. And it's almost like Discord was like, they saw Valve laying on the ground. Like, they were hurting. They were like, oh, shit, man, this fucking hurts. And they just, like, stomped on them. They just went, fuck y'all. Because now they're offering 90% revenue split, favoring the developers. So 90-10 is what Discord is going to give to developers. The huge part of this is that Discord has a just ginormous fan base and user base because of the chat services.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can integrate their chat with their with the games that you're playing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I mean, it's awesome. We use it.
We do use Discord. In fact, go join our Discord.
I think what we're starting to see here is that Valve has some real competition, and I do think mm-hmm. that competition is good. I think that Valve needed this. I think they needed a kick in the ass, because they got soft and they stopped. How long has it been since they've promised a redesign of the UI and they haven't delivered?
That's been years.
Years. And they've already said that they're not working on games anymore because everyone's working on Steam because of the store. And just recently they said they're making games again. But how long is it, like, how long does it take to do a fucking UI update?
Right, especially
with their staff.
How many people they have staffed?
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they got a huge staff. There's no way.
It's not like they got 10 people in one room going, oh, shit.
Yeah, it's not like it's fucking Silicon Valley, the show.
Yeah. They're like, hey, guys, we got to make this new UI. What do we do?
Yeah, Dinesh over there trying to figure shit out.
Let's see. Blizzard has canceled Heroes of the Storm. Not the game, but their esports plans. I made it seem like they're like, hey, guys, yeah, we're done with Heroes of the Storm.
So as of 2016, Valve had 360 employees.
Yeah, fuck off. Like,
sorry.
Come on.
Sorry. I had to do a little side work.
I really think they need to change their way they work. Like, I get that. I get that you you want to, your employees are really important to you. I get that. I get that you're like, oh, well, we have a different thinking and let's work on things that we like to work on. And if it comes up, it comes up. Like, cool. But it's not the fucking 70s where we're all hippies just walking around the office going, you know what? Think I want to make a flower pot today. Like, you still run a business with people.
Is that what happened in the 70s?
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
You didn't read?
Someone who's old? Link, can you confirm? I don't know when Link was born.
Link was born in the 50s.
Link was born in, like, 78, I want to say.
All right, Link, can you confirm?
Yeah, flower pots and all that.
Yeah,
right?
He was 2 years old, and he knew about fucking business structures.
But what I'm saying, you know, the point being is, like, hey, let's focus. Let's get what the people want. Let's make a game that people are going to enjoy. And let's stop fucking around with these side projects, whatever the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they came out with, was a card game. They're like, hey guys, we want to announce something real big. We've been working on something for the last 8 years. It's a card game.
Yeah, no, what really happened was, like, Heroes of the Storm came out, and then, like, Gwent and all those other card games, and they're like, oh,
no, you're thinking Hearthstone, not Heroes of Storm.
Hearthstone.
Hearthstone. That's the MOBA.
Yeah, sorry, Hearthstone. But still, whatever that game is. But, you know, they saw that and went, oh, shit. we got a card game, too.
Yeah.
And then it was like, well, fucking get it. Where is it? Let me see it. It's not ready yet. Can you give us, like, 2 years? Card games will still be really popular in 2 years, right?
Oh my god, it's such a shit show.
So, like, all right,
they're so far behind. Even Dota 2, like, when that was supposed to challenge fucking all the MOBA games, and that one doesn't even do that well compared to, like, League of Legends. That's what
League of Legends is like. It's unstoppable for people. Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it, but I mean, hats off to those who play it.
Yeah.
So back to Blizzard, they canceled the Heroes of the Storm esports plans. And they said they've taken it was a difficult decision, but they took a step of moving some developers from the free to play MOBA title to other projects. Is the MOBA dying already? Is that what's going on? Is the genre done? Is that what's going on?
Not yet. Especially with, like, again, with League of Legends still being pretty big, and Dota 2.
League of Legends and Smite, I would say those are the two that are still really popular.
But I would say right now, I would say that the focus is now shifting to these Battle Royale games, that there's a lot more people obviously interested in, like, Fortnite, you know, with Fortnite being, like, the top, like, trending video or whatever searched on YouTube, right? It was like, they overtook Minecraft. And I'm sure it's the same on Twitch.
Yeah, that's saying something.
Speaking of YouTube, and I didn't put this story on here, but I thought I'd bring it up. How does PewDiePie have 80? He just hit 80 million subs on YouTube. How the fuck does this dude still get this much attention after all the bullshit that he's done?
Because people forget shit 30 seconds after they get angry about it.
Like, they just celebrate.
Am I wrong? Somebody got caught twice so far.
Well, like, three times. He just did something else. He just recently did something else.
And so I guess some fans hacked, I think the New York Times or Bloomberg, they hacked a blog and apologized that that he wasn't featured and congratulated for his 80 million. I don't get it. He's not, like, entertaining at all. I've watched his videos and I'm just like, all right, so he's
not entertaining to us, but we're
not. Yeah, to us, I guess, because
we're bitter old dudes.
Maybe, man. Maybe that's it. Like, I just don't get it. Like, I make fun of it all the time, and I even make fun of it on my stream sometimes. But it's always like, how does somebody, like, all they do is put on a show, like, oh yeah, I'm a fucking streamer. Here we go. Like, it's this high energy, high cartoon character type personality. And that's what these fucking kids love, man. Like, they don't go towards, like, someone who's just being fucking real. They want the cartoony actor who's putting on a goddamn show. I guess that's what entertainment is. I mean, they're just watching a show.
I was going to go back to that. It was, you're watching a show. And so, I mean, people's tastes differ, but yeah, I mean, kids want to be entertained and they want to have those very cartoony characters, those very, very out there characters, like your Hot Hot Charles that was just going on right now, you know, and it's just like, people just want that, or especially kids. Cause like I said, they just want to be loud and crazy and wild, and they don't want some older dude going, yes, this is wonderful. Here, hold on. While we play this game, let me put my adult my Arcade Fire album back on. Yeah, they just won an award.
Let me adjust my microphone.
Yeah. So I mean, it's personal taste, you know.
But I'll say that there's a very popular trend right now on Twitch also, and that is the ASMR video games. We're just going to play some games here today, and we're just gonna. All right, here we go. We're in Minecraft, and let's just let that block down right there. Yeah, that's a good spot for that blocker. I just took another block and let's put it right over here.
God, that makes me feel weird.
That's what I do all the time, and no one watches.
Oh, I'm glad you stopped that. I was getting like weird feelings in my back.
Yeah, that's what ASMR is, Kev. It's the weird feelings you get from sounds.
Oh, hey, everybody's I'm on the wrong side of the internet.
Hey, everybody, today we're going to eat this Coca-Cola.
It sounds like NPR.
We're going to go ahead and open this right on the microphone.
No.
That's great.
Yep.
Now let's take a sip.
Oh, no, this is not. No. No, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
All right, let's move on.
Please.
Remember what are we talking about?
Oh. We're moved on. Hey, remember when we talked about last week when Soldier Boy went ahead and like released his own handheld and it was just a ripoff of another
Raspberry Pi?
It was a Raspberry Pi. Well, guess what? He is launching his own esports franchise.
Are they gonna be playing his like they're gonna be using his little gaming system in the esport? Like, is that what they're gonna be?
Listen to this. He wants to hire Ninja.
Okay, you know, like, I mean, this guy's got to know that Ninja makes more money than right.
Right.
I know. Like that dude is making like $1 million a week.
I think Ninja's on Fallon tonight.
Jesus.
With Lin-Manuel Miranda.
He says we're gonna be finding talent. Hiring talent. He says that he's particularly interested in putting together teams for Fortnite, Call of Duty, Overwatch, and Counter-Strike. So,
all right, let's see. Ninja's
good luck, have fun.
6 million. He makes a monthly earnings of 500,000. Fuck me.
That's nice. Okay,
good for him.
Soldier Boy.
Tell him.
Worth
2018,
2.2 million. 30 million.
Get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm. Doing what?
Net worth? I don't know. That says that's last update is 2018. So it's.
I mean, he's had like at least two hits, right? I mean, all I know is Soldier Boy, up in the ho or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Superman that.
Oh, Superman that.
Was, that, ho. That was 11 years ago.
You.
What is he doing?
He's giving his money then.
Hey, did he diversify?
He went to Wu-Tang Financial. Yeah.
Wow. Well, good for him for making 30 million, but shit, and what is he doing?
Holding on to it. Good on him, man. That's rare.
All right. So he's got some, I guess he's got some dough. Somebody should tell him that Overwatch has a league though, that if he really wants to get into it, he's got to buy a team.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, we talked a little bit about Battle Royale, and guess what? One of my favorite old-timey hipster games is coming back. PlanetSide. Remember that one? Remember PlanetSide? I remember I spent so many hours in the original game. PlanetSide 2 came out. I never tried it. But they're releasing PlanetSide Arena, so Sony's coming out with this. And they're talking large scale 250 versus 250 player mode for a battle royale game.
So all right, 500
player games. That seems fun.
Good luck. I mean, if the game sucks, then you're going to be lucky to get 30 v 30. I mean, I hope it works out.
Yeah, you can currently pre-order it. It retails for $19.99, or you can get the Legendary Edition for $39 with the Season 1 Battle Pass. Oh, God, come on.
I remember there was a... Oh, it was on PS3. They had Mag, and they had something like that where it was 250 players or something.
Sorry, Sony may have sold the rights. I just got told.
Oh,
in the chat. Good job on fact checking us in the chat. Thank you so much. Who owns
Sirius.
That now?
Good job.
Good job, Sirius. Planet Side. Who owns
Daybreak?
Is it Daybreak?
Yeah, it's in the article.
It's in the article. So if we actually read it.
Daybreak Games has announced that PlanetSide Arena will take most popular
It's right
in
the
FPS.
First sentence.
In the first sentence. And then, look, so you read that sentence.
Uh-huh.
To be CEO of Daybreak.
Oh, you're right.
God damn it.
Hey, send over that Guy Fieri mask.
And yeah, I'll send it. Who's going to Texas next? Me or Ryan?
Man.
All right. Well, Ryan says in the chat that company is still Sony.
You know what? I give. That company is still Sony. So fuck you, Sirius. All right. Let's get on to the last story of the night before we head home.
From the diner, which we have apparently been at forever
for so long.
The PlayStation Classic came out. And its games appear to run better on the SNES Classic than it does on the actual Sony PlayStation Classic.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Oh, and it's using an emulator to do it, and it still runs better. I guess it anti-aliasing is better, like everything is better on it. So
the SNES Classic, it proves to be the best classic console to come out.
Fucking shit show. I guess that Sony Classic is a shit show too. Like, it's getting bad reviews, very bad reviews.
Well, and what was it? They run all the games in PAL, and even though in America it's NTSC, so PAL runs a little bit slower, like the frame rates a little bit slower. So yeah, it's not good.
Not good at all. All right, that's the show, everybody. I hope that you guys enjoyed it, guys and girls alike. We sure love putting this thing on for you every week, and we will continue to do so as we climb closer to episode 300. We have some pretty exciting stuff that we're going to end up doing. We've been talking about doing some drunk streaming, so that'd be fun to do, even though Doug's face said nah right now. we'll have some more shows for you every day over on the diner, and we'll see you next week, I guess. My name's Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Let that bit worse. Let the bit war begin.
Godspeed, ready.
Yeah, Reddy's gonna fucking lose.
Well, no, Random Hero's the one that's in like last place right now.
That's Lenny Speed.
Lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit. Oh, guys. Oh, if we don't record next week because it's Christmas Eve, maybe we do it earlier. Let's wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and whatever else is in between, all right? So you guys can do that too.
One, two, three.
Merry Happy Holidays, Hanukkah, everybody.
And whatever else that comes
everything in between and wieners.
Schnitzel.